listening to Tech Central's Cars and Gadgets, the podcast that looks at the latest gizmos from smartphones to cars, yes, cars, and everything in between. I'm Duncan MacLeod, and I'm here, of course, with Nafisa Akabor. How's it, Nafisa?
Hi, Duncan.
So you were in Cape Town earlier this week, lucky devil, for a Mercedes-Benz vehicle launch of the new A-Class. That's Merck's entry-level model. I've always imagined it to be kind of aimed at soccer moms. Is that a fair assessment?
No, I think that's completely incorrect. It's more for the younger generation, probably without kids, because given the size of the boot. And it's similar to the 1 Series from BMW.
Oh, the 1 Series. Okay, yeah. So it's a hatchback?
Yes, it is one of those hot hatches. Mm-hmm. Sort of my favorite segment of car.
Okay. Okay. So what are your thoughts of the car? Is it nippy? And what's different with the new one compared to the old one?
It is nippy. This time around, they've only got two models, just the A200 and the A250 Sport. I love driving it around because I do like compact cars. And the newer model, they say, is 30% quieter in the cabin, which, yeah, I mean, like, it wasn't very noisy. It was a smooth, comfortable drive. We drove around the Western Cape, Stellenbosch, Franschhoek side. It was good. I mean, I had no complaints. I love driving it.
It's quite a good-looking car. I was having a look at some pictures that you sent me, and it's had quite a makeover from earlier versions of the A-Class.
Incidentally, they did show on the presentation the very first model and how it wasn't taken very well. Well, there were some comments around it, but it has definitely evolved to look like it looks amazing now.
It looks a lot sexier.
Yes.
But we're talking about this car not because it's a new vehicle launch per se, but because it employs some interesting voice assistant technology. Now, we all know about voice assistants thanks to the Google Assistant on Android and Apple's Siri. Is this Merck's answer to that?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's the smartest voice assistant for a car. And Mercedes decided to come up with their own. They're actually the first manufacturer to do so.
Okay. The first manufacturer in the world to have its own voice assistant.
That's right.
Wow. Okay. So I suppose the obvious question is, why should I use this over my phone's assistant, which is often paired to my car stereo via Bluetooth?
Yeah. So obviously with the car, Mercedes having its own assistant, you can ask and get more car-related queries. So aside from playing your music, texting and calling, which you obviously can do on CarPlay and Android Auto, the car now, Mercedes, will tell you how much of range you have left, or open your sunroof, put the seat heating on, that kind of thing.
Okay, so it's more aimed at controlling the vehicle. Can I use this software, though, to do general searches? For example, if I want to know what Mercedes-Benz's share price is, could I ask it that?
I haven't actually asked it, but I did see there might be a web browser option. You could search for things, but I'm not sure if it's on that level of the questioning.
So you're probably going to want to use this in conjunction with your phone paired to your stereo system.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Because I must say, whenever I'm driving around now, I like to keep up with what's going on with the price of Bitcoin or the dollar-rand exchange rate or shares that I'm invested in. And I drive down the road. I'm not going to say the words here because there's phones everywhere. But I say the trigger words to bring up the assistant on my Android phone. And I simply ask it, you know, what is the Bitcoin price right now?
Yeah.
And it reads it to me, which I find incredibly useful. I don't have to touch my phone at all.
The thing is, I think there could be a possibility that you could do that because the Mercedes Me app has like the TripAdvisor app. So you can ask it about hotels. I think similarly, you could have like news apps and market-related apps.
Okay.
So it doesn't seem so far-fetched.
Right. But this is the first iteration of the technology anyway, so no doubt there's going to be plenty more to come.
It's software updates.
It offers over-the-air software updates, does it?
Yes, that's right. So you can, and it has an embedded SIM, so you can just update it from probably your garage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how does it work exactly? How do you call it up?
You just say, hey, Mercedes, well, if you're in South Africa, and obviously it responds to anything like wherever you are. Like if you're in Spain, you can say, hola, Mercedes. Even if you say the word Mercedes without saying, hey, it will pick you up. Like when we were driving in Cape Town, I was chatting to my driver and we just mentioned the word Mercedes and the assistant came up and said, yes, like, how can I help you?
So same problem.
It's very sensitive, yeah.
Same problem with the Google Assistant.
Yes.
I always laugh when I'm listening to a podcast and someone says those trigger words and suddenly the phone's going crazy.
Same when I'm watching YouTube videos, I have to mute my assistants and my speakers.
Right. It is something they need to try and sort out because it does happen more often than you. I'm having a conversation with my wife some evenings, and I don't think I've even said a trigger word, and Google Assistant pops up and says, how can I help you?
That happened to me and my husband. We were chatting about something, and just randomly Alexa decided to respond.
Yeah. Makes me a bit nervous that these things are listening all the time.
Yeah.
One makes you wonder exactly what these companies are listening for. Are they saving conversations about things we talk about and keywords? And next thing you know, there's an ad on your phone because you happen to mention pizza in a discussion with your friend.
That sounds like a nightmare.
But they are useful as well. So I leave mine. I have chosen to leave mine on. But so it's the Mercedes... Assistant, is it called?
Mercedes-Benz User Experience, MBUX.
Couldn't they have come up with something more interesting than that?
I mean, you could say MBUX, I've heard that, but I don't like what that sounds like. I would say MBUX.
MBUX, that's Fikile Mbalula, former Minister of Police.
Inside your car.
MBUX, MBUX.
Or just Hey Mercedes, I suppose.
Hey Mercedes. Mercedes Assistant. I suppose Google doesn't have a name for its assistant either. There's Cortana on Microsoft, Alexa on Amazon, and Siri on Apple. I think they should name these things.
I agree.
I think they should name these things. But boring not to.
But then you change your voice to male or female, and then I've got people say, oh, your Siri is a female. Oh, your Siri is male, you know? There's always that issue as well.
Yeah. Hey, Michelle, and some man speaks. how was it? Was it a clean experience? Did it work every time?
So initially, if it doesn't know anything about you, you would get sort of, it takes a while to get to know you, I should rather say.
Yeah.
So when I sat in the car with the Mercedes tech guy who has been using it for a while, the assistant responded differently to him than he did to me. And that was because he spoke to it for a full day or two before me.
Oh, right.
So that's normal because obviously it knows who he is and based on the question he asked. So it does take a while to adjust before she learns to you. But overall, I think I loved it. I think it's the way forward. And it definitely understands your accent. You just sometimes need to speak a bit, make sure your words are clear. Mm-hmm. But I found it did understand.
It's the same with any assistant, really. You can't mumble to it because it won't know what you're saying.
And I think they wouldn't bring it to a market if it's not going to understand your accent.
Have they done any specific localization to understand local accents?
So at the launch, they did say it could understand up to 4 languages out of the 11, but I didn't get the 4, what they were.
Oh, wow. Okay,
yeah.
So it's okay.
For South African.
They've done quite a bit of work. I presume one of them is Afrikaans.
Possibly.
Afrikaans, isiZulu and isiXhosa. Get the click right.
Probably.
I'd imagine, but that's interesting. So they are doing some proper localization of the of the app, if I can call
for
it
the market.
An app.
Yes.
Yeah. So your views, is it has potential, you think? Is it safe to use?
So I think it definitely is safer to use rather than fiddling with your phone or touching stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, normally you see the phone, cars are just coming out with it. There's a whole bunch of screens. Okay, sure, the Mercedes inside the cabin now has two 10.25 inch touch screens side by side. So the cabin looks very futuristic for this thing, and it's standard on both models. So I think it's safer to interact with it via speech. There are 4 methods to control the whole system. I know it sounds a bit overwhelming. Mm-hmm. Like you can touch the actual screen with your finger. There's a touchpad at the bottom by the gear and on the steering wheel. So that could be overwhelming for some, but you could just use your voice. So I found that it was simple to use and easy to understand. And you just say, hey, Mercedes, if you want something.
Yeah.
It seems so natural, the way forward. Like if you are using a smart assistant on your phone, it's the same thing now in your car.
Yes.
To make a call or to text somebody, it understands you.
Mm. So one of the most annoying things I find when I'm in the car is I need to find a radio station to listen to. And I've got some presets, but perhaps sometimes I want to listen to a station that isn't there. Can I control the radio fully with my voice? Can I tell it I want to listen to 91.8 or whatever it is?
So it was a bit of a hit and miss with that between my driving partner and I. Sometimes it understood us, sometimes it didn't. But I found it understood us better when we said the name of the radio station. Mm-hmm. For example, we said switch to Good Hope FM and it did. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure the numbers so much. Okay. Like my driving partner did ask for a number and it did not pick up.
But it knows the names of the radio stations.
Yes.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Like it switched to Metro FM, 5 FM, I think, and Good Hope.
I think that's how most people would want to do it. They want to choose the name of the station. Most people don't know that it happens to be on 89.3 FM.
Yes.
So that's pretty good. That's pretty useful.
So that was useful, yes. Mm. Just driving and changing.
Yeah. So what else did you? We're going to play some audio clips in a moment, but what else? What really impressed you about what it can do?
I like that I could turn the seat warmers on and open the roof blinds, because it's something when you're driving you just think, hey, I want to do this, but I don't want to fidget, like, you know, and press buttons and take my eyes off the road. So I managed to get the sunroof open and to change the heating. It was a bit cold on the day we were driving, so we tested out the heat functioning. It just happened to switch the heat seating to the highest setting.
Yep.
So I'm not sure yet whether there's an option to say, hey, put it on the lowest mode, but it just took it straight up to the max.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So did you say, hey, Mercedes, where's the nearest BMW dealership?
Yeah, she was silent.
Seriously?
Yes, actually, I didn't record that, though.
That's funny. At least she didn't swear at you.
No, she's not programmed to do that.
She's not that nasty.
No.
Well, let's listen to a few of those audio clips. We've got a couple of selected ones here. And have a listen for yourself what this Mercedes MBUX platform can do.
Hey, Mercedes.
How can I help you?
Can you fly?
I'm sorry. I can't operate the magic sky control function at the moment.
Hey, Mercedes.
How can I help you?
Switch passenger heat seating on.
I'm switching on the seat heating on the front passenger seat.
Hey, Mercedes.
What do you want to do?
When is the next service?
The next service is due in 19,687 kilometers.
Hey, Mercedes.
How can I help you?
Play In My Feelings.
Yeah, I mean that sounded pretty good. I think it's pretty much in line with what I'd expect the Google Assistant or Siri to be able to do.
Exactly, I was very impressed with it as a first generation product. It works really well, and I think also maybe if it doesn't work for you, sometimes you just try again because it is still learning. Like you could ask it the same question more than once, and it'll pick up once or it won't pick up the next time. You just need to be clear in your speech. But overall, I was very impressed.
So how does this work? I mean, this obviously has an internet connection. Is there a SIM card embedded in the car?
There actually is a SIM card embedded in the car when you buy it. It's of no cost to the driver, though. Mercedes South Africa told me that the SIM card is from the Netherlands. I think it could be an Orange SIM. They couldn't confirm. Mm-hmm. But it roams on Vodacom in South Africa. And Mercedes just pays for the whatever data you're using. But interestingly enough, it's only meant to be used when you're driving, like when you say, hey, Mercedes. Mm-hmm. You can't turn it into a Wi-Fi hotspot and use it with your own device. It's solely for the car system.
I'm sure. But like the Kindle that works across markets, it's really just designed for downloading books.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Is it an embedded SIM or is it an actual SIM card? I'd imagine they'd do an embedded SIM, otherwise people would be trying to steal it.
Yeah, they did say it was embedded. Yeah.
Okay. So, that's the intelligent voice assistant on Mercedes's new A-Class. Interesting that it's coming to their entry-level product or vehicle first, not one of the higher-end Mercs. I wonder what the reason is for that.
Yeah, I think they may be trying to appeal. I hate the word millennial, but I'm saying that with air quotes. They're trying to just appeal to the younger generation who's more natural to go to the voice system, you know?
Right.
More intuitive with that. So
not soccer moms, as I suggested earlier in the
podcast. No. But similarly, like, the car can be overwhelming when you get into it and you don't know what anything means or what it can do. So I just want to quickly touch on the Mercedes, Hey Mercedes app.
Sure.
It allows you, my mistake, I think it's Mercedes Me. Sorry, I'll get the name for you properly, but you just basically download the app and you hold the once it's paired, you hold the phone in front of the cabin and using augmented reality, it tells you what everything is. So if you don't know what that is, you touch it, a whole bunch of numbers come up and you can go further into it. So you don't need to read a manual. So it's not overwhelming. If you're buying this car and you feel there's too much tech, just download the app. It's like the user manual using AR on your phone with an app. So you can just, you'll just know immediately what everything does if you just tap the right button.
Fantastic. That's a great idea. I wish all car manufacturers would do that.
Yeah, because, I mean, who reads the manual?
Exactly.
Who knows where it is? No, I'm joking.
There are geeks out there who read manuals, but we're not among them.
No.
So do you think this is going to come to all cars down the line?
I think it's very interesting. I think it could be, actually. It seems to be the way forward because if now Mercedes has it, why wouldn't another? It's not like smartphones where you only have Android and it can be across every smartphone.
Yeah.
I think manufacturers could be taking this route because it seems natural progression. Everybody's now speaking to their voice assistants or their smart speakers in their homes. So why not just do it in your car?
Yeah, it makes sense. I can just imagine that this is also a helpful step in the move towards autonomous vehicles. You get in the back seat of your car in the morning or in a robo taxi, and you simply say, "Hey, Ford," or "Hey, Mercedes, I want to go to the Santon Convention Center," and your car takes you, and that's all you have to do.
Yes, that's all you have to do. And it's also one more thing quickly. I just want to quickly note that while you're driving, and if the passenger says something like "turn off" or "on the ESP," it won't turn on. So it's very restricted to certain things that won't affect the driver. So drivers don't have to worry about passengers or someone in the back just randomly turning specific functions on and off.
So you have to. Oh, you have to enroll your voice in the system.
No, so that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. It just the functions that it's programmed to understand and to do.
Yeah.
So it's basic things to make your driving comfort more easier, like turn on the lights, the mood lighting. Adjust the seat heating, not things like turn it off or on the ESP, you know, something that will affect your driving on the road that could be hazardous. You cannot toggle those functions.
I see. So even you as the driver can't do that?
Yes, you can't. For some reason, while we were driving, I asked it to put the back wipers on and it said it couldn't do that at the time. So maybe you needed to be stationary. I'm not sure. I didn't follow up on that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's some things you do not want to be doing while driving.
Yeah.
And many cars, I think, that have electric sunroofs, for example, or convertibles, rather, you have to stop the vehicle before you...
Or you have to be below a certain amount of kilometers an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, but overall, it's safe. It's safe. I mean, you know, to use a voice assistant in your car.
But you raise an interesting point. If you've got a naughty kid sitting in the back seat, can he use his voice to control things?
Yes. Yeah, that's going to be problematic, probably. If he wants to toggle the heat seating on and off, that could be a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see arguments happening here, you know. The wife's not happy with the aircon. Hey, Mercedes, turn it down. Mercedes, turn it up. No, stop. Don't do that.
That could be problematic. Then you're going to have to pay more and get separate climate control for both sides. Some cars have that.
Brave new world we are going into, isn't it?
Very exciting future.
Speaking of a brave new world, we have a very exciting podcast lined up for our next show. We're going to be taking the new BMW i8. Is it a convertible or is it a coupe?
I think it's a coupe.
Coupe, the new BMW i8 coupe. I don't even want to know how much it costs beforehand in case something happens. But we will be taking that out for a spin and recording the podcast while we do it. Really looking forward to that. I haven't actually been in the i8 before, so really looking forward to that podcast next week with Nafisa.
Yes, it's a sexy car.
Nafisa, it's always great to see you. Remember, you can subscribe to Cars and Gadgets by searching for the show's name or for Tech Central, one word, in your favorite podcatcher. Otherwise, all the subscription links you'll ever need are under all our podcast entries on the Tech Central website. Just visit techcentral.co.za and click on the podcast button in the main menu. Until next time, from Nafisa Akabor and myself, Duncan MacLeod, cheers.
Bye.